The anthologist Michael Sims has gathered a collection of suspenseful stories for long winter's nights. His new book is called The Dead Witness, a connoisseur's collection of Victorian detective stories. Speaking to us from WQED in Pittsburgh, Michael Sims says he wanted to explore the idea of the detective and how that character evolved.
I wanted to have a few key historical significant things, such as, of course, Arthur Conan Doyle and Sherlock Holmes. But I didn't want to have just the old standard usual suspects. And so I looked for a lot of forgotten things by big name writers and then totally lost wonderful stories by people no one remembers.
Sherlock was not the first, and Conan Doyle was not the inventor of detectives who use the deductive methods of solving crimes. Who do you think ought to get that credit?
I think unquestionably it's Edgar Allan Poe with The Murders in the Rue Morgue that came out in 1841.
Now, in The Murders of the Rue Morgue, it's the locked room mystery. I mean, somebody is killed. They can't figure out how it happened because there doesn't seem to be any way in or out of the room where it appears to have happened. And the detective, Dupin, he thinks his way through this whole thing and explains it to his sidekick.
Yes. There had never been a character quite like this before. Voltaire had had a character who did very close scientific-type observation of the world around him. But really, Dupin is something like Victor Frankenstein, in a sense. He's very scientific. He's very much a romantic with a capital R kind of character. And really, Poe launched the entire genre with this idea, a sort of genius-level amateur, because Dupin is not a policeman. He's not trained in crime-solving. And this same tradition would go through Miss Marple and Murder, She Wrote, that amateurs would have this arcane genius talent as if they were musicians or mathematicians or something. It's a hilarious idea if you stop to think about it.
You've included stories written by women and stories written about women in this book. I must say that I liked the Wilkie Collins story, which is early in the book. I guess that means it must be a very early example of a crime-solving female.
Yes, and she's not a professional detective, and she is really a character who also became very important in the history of the genre, who is an amateur who's caught up in the crime and works to solve it behind the scenes, either to help someone or to clear herself.
What's your sense of the women that you include in your anthology? Do you think that women who wrote about crime had a tough time of it? They weren't writing about women's subjects. There were a lot of women's magazines, and I think there was really thought to be a women's subject.
Definitely, definitely. I think a number of the women started out writing under male pseudonyms and things like that. In fact, the title story, The Dead Witness, appeared in 1866 in Australia, and it's by a young woman of, I think, Canadian-Irish descent. And she hid her gender behind neutral initials, WW, which secretly stood for her nickname for herself, Waif Wander.
I never heard of Violet Strange. Who is described in the story. She looks down at her little white fluttering hands, weighted down by so many rings. I'm probably misquoting, but she's the opposite of tough.
Yes, and she plays that because Violet Strange was created by a very important woman in the history of crime writing, Anna Katharine Green, an American writer who published the first real detective novel by a woman. And she created Violet Strange toward the end of her career. And she is a New York socialite, very young, and she has to keep her detective work completely secret because all of her value as a detective is based upon her ability to go behind the scenes in Upper Crest, New York.
Tell me why I never have heard of Violet Strange. I mean, why is that? I pay a lot of attention to the Victorian period and to early detective writing and that sort of thing. I've never heard of her.
I think there's a very clearly demonstrated reason. I almost said a good reason, but it's certainly not a good reason. I discovered years ago that you can watch the male anthologists deliberately, gradually sidelined all of these strong, free, powerful, intelligent female detectives so that they were really mostly gone by the time the new acceptable version comes along, which is the Miss Marple type. You have little old women who are seen as harmless and not bothering anybody, and they're not seen as independent and strong, and they're not paid professionals. And you can see it in the early anthologies. You watch them slowly phase them out, and it's always male anthologists who are doing it.
Do you have a favorite in that group of women writers and writers writing about women? Is there somebody in there that you thought was sort of special?
I think my favorite is a short story called The Murder at Troyt's Hill. It's a woman named C.L. Perkis, Catherine Louisa Perkis, and she later became very, very important in animal rights in England. But she wrote a few books in the early years of her career, and she created a detective called Loveday Brooke. And she is the first professional female detective. She is not doing it for some secret, noble Victorian reason. Because one of the things that comes up a lot with female detectives is that the author has to explain away their tampering in such unladylike material as crime. And so they will invent a secret reason, such as they're helping a disowned sister. Or a really funny one, I think, is Dorcas Dean by George R. Sims. She was an actress, and she becomes a detective because her husband is an artist who goes blind. They would do anything to prove that their detective was ladylike. And Loveday Brooke, C.L. Perkis' detective, didn't have that. She's plain, she's ordinary looking, she's presented as very bright, a very respected, paid professional detective.
Michael Sims' newest collection of Victorian stories is about detectives, and it's called The Dead Witness. Michael Sims, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was fun.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.